Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 349 for Thursday, April 14th. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were about a dollar stronger to a $1.20 per ton weaker in choppy trading on Thursday. The May contract was up $1 at $486 as Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada expects increased exports this year and lowered carryout. Exports were revised upward to 10 million tons from a previously anticipated 9.5 million. Ending stocks in the crop year 2015-16 are now expected to be 1.35 million tons, compared with the previously estimated 1.85 million. Next year's ending stocks are forecast at 900,000 tons, compared with the previously anticipated 1.4 million, according to federal estimates. Canola's technical bias is to the upside, and Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, which were also supportive features on Thursday. However, the Canadian dollar strengthened against its U.S. counterpart on Thursday, tracking gains in crude oil, which made canola less appealing to international buyers. Ample supplies of soybeans are keeping pressure on both U.S. and Canadian markets. Even if canola production falls short this year, there will be enough vegetable oil available to keep a lid on prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker in early activity. Soybeans were about 5 to 6 cents per bushel weaker, with the May contract at $9.49 per bushel, as buying petered out after sharp advances on Wednesday. Increased farmer selling due to higher prices added to the declines on Thursday. Stronger soybean pricing may convince some producers to seed soybeans instead of corn, especially as the weather has been more favorable for oilseed production, which added to the bearish tone. However, heavy rain in Argentina, which is putting the country's crop at risk, limited losses. Corn prices were lower in early activity, with the May contract at $3.70, as ethanol production has slowed and carryout stocks were revised higher on the week by the Energy Information Administration. Increased producer selling added to the declines. However, corn production estimates out of Brazil have been revised lower, which limited losses. For wheat, prices were about 2 to 5 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago May contract at $4.56, as high global stockpiles and spillover weakness from corn and soybeans pressured the market. However, stronger export sales compared with the previous week limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, April 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.